look on page 18 of your manual. Page 18 with me. Look on the right hand. Look on the left hand side of page 18. This is from the Preparation for Exaltation book. It says in the underlined portion, even the telestial kingdom, the lowest of the three kingdoms, is a place of indescribable glory. See that quote? So even the bottom kingdom is much better than this earth. And you can be an atheist or even a murderer, very disobedient, and go to the bottom kingdom. If you look across the page, it says, who will inherit the terrestrial glory? This is in the box on the right-hand side of page 18. Who will inherit the terrestrial glory? And how can we inherit celestial glory? I won't take time to read all these documents to you, but they're quoting mostly from the Doctrine and Covenants, which is one of the Mormon scriptures, and explains who goes to which of the three heavens. Well, back to our chart. I'm not going to ask you where you would rate yourself on the chart here. But let's say that you are a Latter-day Saint, and you are obedient. Or, this is interesting, let's say that you accept the LDS gospel in spirit prison and have your works done vicariously by living Mormons in the temple, and let's say you are able to make it to the celestial kingdom. Well, look closely at the celestial kingdom. You'll see it, too, is divided into three categories. In the upper right-hand corner, if you look in the upper right-hand corner, the celestial kingdom, you'll see that the celestial kingdom also is divided into three categories. In order to make it at the highest degree of the celestial kingdom, you must be married and your spouse must be worthy. If you're not married, if you're single, the best you can be is a servant or slave in the celestial kingdom. But if you are able to make it to the highest degree of the celestial kingdom, you still haven't really made it to the top. I want you to look at your chart. Look with me. If you are obedient, if you're able to make it up to the highest degree of the celestial kingdom, watch that arrow that goes from the right upper right-hand corner of your page to the upper left-hand corner of your page. You and your spouse will then be given your own earth. You will be the Heavenly Father. Your wife will be the Heavenly Mother. The whole system starts all over again. You and your spouse are going to have spirit babies, potentially billions of them. And you're going to populate a new earth with your own spirit offspring. And the whole system starts all over again.